It was the greatest tragedy in political history.
I just wanted to represent my constituents, to fight for poor, disadvantaged Dunleary.
An injustice that will echo down the years.
I didn't ask for this. I work hard. I just wanted to go for a nice old swing.
A name to add to the pantheon of great political tragedies.
In Dallas, Texas, shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade an hour ago. Word came through that Nelson Mandela was sentenced to life in prison for conspiring to overthrow the state.
And now, Maria Bailey.
Whee! Look how high I can go! And I'm still holding at least one model! Oh, no, wait! No!
This is the story of one woman's search for justice.
Sean, I just think there should have been someone supervising that swing. I am, after all, Sean, only 40 years of age and can't be trusted, Sean, to sit on something properly, Sean.
Jeopardy, you can't be serious.
Sean, they should have had a minder.
For a swing. For adults.
Yes, Sean. Sean, I was hurt, Sean. The swing was a death trap. Swinging is actually a very difficult, high-octane sport. I couldn't run for months after, apart from the run I did. Sean!
Betrayed by her party. After months of dithering, the focus groups have... I've finally made up my mind. Deputy Bailey has been deselected. Hashtag decisive teat. There could be no other outcome here because of all the horrible things done by people supporting this government, from Michael Lowry's criminal tax conviction, Noel Grealish's mouth, Owen Murphy's co-living, and Simon Harris's existence. A grown woman suing a swing was definitely the worst, and therefore she will now be deselected. But I thank Maria for her public service, most notably by becoming the fall girl for my terrible first election as leader. Lol.
The greatest injustice in Irish politics is now a major motion picture. You've seen The Irishman. Now get ready for Netflix's new 3.5 hour long blockbuster, Maria Bailey, Left Swinging.
Whee! Sean, I was hurt, Sean. No! I didn't ask for this. Sean.
Cuteness now. Come on now, cuteness with maturity in terms of. Thanks for wearing the name badges, as it might help me learn off who you all are. But I don't see Peter Buck. Where's Pather Buck?
He's a Fine Gael TD boss.
Yeah, he has to be one of ours, no? Otherwise, how come he looks like he expresses all of his opinions while leaning on a galvanised gate and refers to 1 p.m. as dinner time?
No, he's definitely a blue shirt boss.
Now, you've spelt your name wrong in your badge, Jimmerium. Come on.
No, it's Jim, and I'm my own person.
Come on, you're a Sandy Mount barrister. How could you be in our party? It's like you started out in the blue shirts, but John Bruton lost you in a game of bridge.
And your man Noel Rock, dishevelled and constantly in the media, he's more our sort. Yeah. Fine Gael must have won him off us in a raffle at a Camogie dinner tent.
That's very good. But we have to be careful making jokes. Especially in 2011, and writing them down on the Twitter. Stop saying things in 2011 that can end up in 2019 hatchet jobs in the newspapers. Yeah. Our plan was simple.
That's right.
We sit back and let the government screw up. Yes. That way we'd drop accidentally into power, like a backbencher falling into someone else's wife's bed after a Carja fall in the 70s.
The tweets were highly regrettable, and we should really focus on our fiscal strength. And
stick your spreadsheet up your Wicklow hump.
But no, we couldn't just wait for Fine Gael to feck up. Tis us who's tweeting about travellers and little people.
It makes a change from rezoning for cash or robbing from kidney operation funds, to be fair.
Zip it, Babby Cowan. You're a walking reminder of 2011. I don't know what you're laughing at, little Mickey. I sure you to shut down your Facebook after liking dirty pictures of sexy mammies.
My account was hacked, Bass.
Pull the other one. It has a solution for the housing crisis on it.
By the kid, my closet is clean, Bass. No smoking guns.
Apart from the one you pointed at the cameras when you were a minister.
That made me a legend. There's lads wearing t-shirts of me down in South's pub to this very day.
Look, as long as half the country still thinks Willie O'Dea is a fictional character invented by the rubber bandits, we should be safe enough.
I've no skeletons, Bass.
Yeah, you couldn't find a wardrobe big enough to store skeletons belonging to you, Lurch.
Oh, I find that very hurtful.
You find every doorway you forget to stoop under hurtful. Are jokes about tall people still okay? Can somebody look up the Twitter for that? Jack Schomer, you're young, even though you used to have hair that was very wanderly wagon for a while.
Yeah, look it up, boss, yeah.
And blackguard. Can you say blackguard anymore? Find it out.
But what about yourself? yourself, boss? Did you ever go on a mad one and maybe there's a video of you out there, what?
The wildest thing me hall ever did was eat a whole packet of biscuits.
Yeah, but don't be ridiculous, Willie. I haven't had a biscuit in 20 years. 20 years.
Yeah, but we ever locked, boss?
I had my fun back in the day.
Two bottles of Stag, tops.
When was the last time you were drunk, like?
Oh, it would be 20 years ago, actually. That's how I took the biscuit. I got so hammered on West Coast Cooler, I ate a chocolate digestive. Oh my God, the shame. The saturated fats. All right, now, don't be face-tweeting when you're drinking at the weekend, and I don't want to see anyone photographed next to something that might be inappropriate in 12 years' time.
Half this party will be inappropriate in 12 years' time.
Shut up, slaphead!
Best known as a county councillor on a TD salary and a bit of a gumballoo, meet independent TD Noel Grealish, accused of racism this week after a speech in the Dáil.
I can genuinely understand now, Tisha. Large sums of money been sent to wealthy white lads in England and even to Poland, the Czechoslovakia land. But I ask the Tisha, where all this Nigerian money is coming from?
He quoted a figure of 70 billion squillion euros sent to Nigeria, meaning that every Nigerian living in Ireland would have to be earning more than an RT presenter before the pay cut.
Can we be certain that these squillin' and billins are not the result of fraud and other criminal activity?
That's disgraceful racism now.
To be fair to Deputy Grealish, we'll play his full question so it's not taken out of context.
I have a genuine report here that says 300 million has been spent in spares and centres on ethnic-sounding food like Fajita wraps and spicy widgets. Can the T-shirt guarantee that the money used to purchase these items didn't come from illegal activities? And also, T-shirt, many ministerial cars are fierce black. Can they really be trusted above decent, hard-working silver Toyotas?
Deputy Grealish, TD for Galway West, is best known as the man who led the Progressive Democrats into oblivion in 2009, although why he didn't follow them is anyone's guess. Recently, he faced criticism from the Taoiseach for calling asylum seekers spongers.
Look, I only call Irish-born POV spongers. Hashtag welfare cheats, cheat us all. And yes, I once said jobless foreigners should be paid 6 weeks' dole to go back to where they came from. Must have been an election year. And yeah, I recently singled out migrants for travelling to Ireland with fake documents without any statistics. So I'm appalled by your words, Deputy. But I do love when you vote for my government, so I'm really only mildly scolding you in case Lizzo fans are watching this.
Kerry TD Danny Healy-Ray came out in defence of Deputy Grealish.
It is unfair to call him a racist when something called a spice bag is proving more popular than the Ross bud with a lump of Kerrygold on it. It is the death knell of rural Ireland.
Tipperary TD Matty McGrath also came forward.
He's 100% right to ask the question here. Several members of my own constituency are deeply concerned about the decline of Irish pastimes, like getting banjacks watching Liverpool matches in the pub, or line dancing to Garth Brooks songs while getting banjacks. Many people believe immigration is eroding these traditional Irish rituals, no runny mashing.
Micheál Lehan, considering life as an economic migrant abroad myself, RT News.
Minister, guys, we did it. The latest DAFT.ie report clearly shows that rent increases are slowing down.
Incredible result, Murphs. Let's all applaud. Why aren't you all ingrates?
Minister, the average rent is now €373 higher per month than a 2008 boom which blew up the country.
Bro, you're totes focusing on the negative.
Yeah.
Our policies are working, like the caps and rental pressure zones.
Rents increased by 5.6% in places where the legal cap was 4%.
Well, we assume the caps would be ignored completely, but 5.6% isn't that much more than 4%, really.
No.
People are almost listening to us, which is a great success.
But rents are going up by 11% in places like Clare and Waterford. Amazing.
Yeah.
If people actually want to live in a dump like Waterford, we must be killing it with the old rural regeneration.
But Minister, this is a disaster. The average monthly rent in Dublin is now €2,000.
Oh, precisely. We've managed to do what Fianna Fáil couldn't.
Yeah.
We've turned Phibsborough and Dorset Street into Mayfair and Manhattan.
Totes.
I mean, not with the facilities or nice houses. No. Just rent costs. No more landlords will have to emigrate. Did any of them ever have to?
No.
Dublin rents are twice as high as Melbourne and Berlin now.
Good point. Ryanair goes to Berlin. People should rent there and commute back to Dublin every morning.
Yeah.
Berlin is totes awesome for clubbing, by the way. I'd totally live there if I didn't have to, like, semi-run this shambles of a semi-country.
Yeah. Now, we have a number of new initiatives we want to introduce.
Yep.
After the success of the bike to work scheme, we're introducing a new bunk to bed scheme.
Great.
Tax-free bunk beds for renters.
Wow.
Literally doubling the occupancy of a typical bedroom for next to nothing. Result!
And people say this government lacks imagination. Oh. Bedsits were banned, but we brought them back.
Yep.
Now we're loosening basic living conditions even more.
And finally, this one is still in development, but we're pretty excited about it. We're calling it the Refugee Rental Scheme.
Wow.
If you're a renter with a spare futon in your living room, you can register as a private direct provision provider and take in an asylum seeker.
Now, we won't actually pay for this, but your personal asylum seeker does get 30 quid a week, I think.
And in return, you can make them do some light housekeeping, dog minding while you're at work, and you can communicate with them using emojis.
Like smug face. Lol.
You just know there's a general election on the way when we're coming out with sweet deals like this.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming, guys.
No need to thank us, guys. We're just happy to serve. Peace out.
This is George Lee, and this is the happiest I've ever been because I'm broadcasting about the end of the world. Welcome to RTE's Climate Week.
And a very good morning to you, and welcome to the first carbon neutral edition of the show, where I've got Green Party leader Eamon Ryan planting trees outside the radio centre to offset my carbon footprint.
It's very cold out here.
Yeah, just keep planting those trees, hippie. Engage environmental mode. Minister, isn't it true Fine Gael has taken no action on climate change?
Well, I think it's very unfair to criticise this government's lack of action on the climate. Surely talking about tackling climate change is half the battle, no?
Error.
It's a week that finally shows RTE is committed to the climate before we resume normal service.
This November on RTE, the Late Late Toy Show promises to be the most plastic-tastic, joy-fantastic toy show ever as Ryan goes environmental.
Yeah, well, if Chitty Chitty Bang Bang went electric, it would spoil the magic in the name of Jiminy Rimini, Don Draper, not a vapor. Yeah, wow.
And Francis Brennan single-handedly popularizes cruise shipping with massive emissions more toxic than a conversation about Conor McGregor. Plus, in his 82nd series of Room to Improve, Dermot Bannon resumes pouring concrete over the last few green spaces in the country.
RTE, as committed to the climate as I was to my political career.
Oh, I hereby convene this committee meeting pertaining to the issues surrounding the recording of attendance of deputies fabbing in and fabbing out of the electors.
Yes.
Thank you to Deputy Catherine Murphy for bringing this issue to the public's attention.
Well,
credit is due to the man who originally raised this issue, Paul Murphy. Now for the roll call, Deputy Dooley.
And shot. Yeah, that's me.
Timmy, there's no need to be wearing that hat and shades indoors now.
Well, the sun's in my eyes, so...
And a point of order. The sun's in my eyes, too. I need to move around.
And my chair's fierce rickety. If we're going to overall Lenten, can we start in my chair? On a point of order.
On a point of order. The tea's gone cold.
Let's, would you stop saying point of order?
I won't be fobbed off on this now.
That's enough. Now, evidence from Michael Healy-Ray.
Cahir, look, I'll be heading off myself now shortly. There's a funeral in Schneem of a man whose uncle met my second cousin twice removed.
This is the sort of thing that we're talking about. Off at funerals and getting other people to fob you in so you can claim your expenses.
Deputy
Healy-Ray, you have to explain your movements.
My movements? Once a day, unless the canteen is serving beef, and that's all the details you'll be getting off me.
Deputy Murphy, you have your love, Suez.
I propose we replace the fobs with a highly scrutinised sign-in system to assure no more abuse of unvouched expense.
Well, let's not be hasty now, Deputy.
Perhaps
perhaps some manner of fingerprint scan or DNA analysis?
Oh. Well, I mean, obviously we are keeping the FOB system.
Yes. What?
Oh, until the review is done in January, at least, when nobody's paying attention. But of course there will be no repercussions because we all parted.
Right.
Also, I think we should see how other parliaments FOB in and FOB out.
Yes, and junk it!
Deputy Dooley, would Fianna Fáil like to... Hold on a second, take those glasses off
him. No, don't...
That's not Timmy Dooley, tis been Niall Collins all along. Oh, not this again.
Oh, dear.
God, yeah, boy.
You're some man for one man. Or should I say it, two men. And on that note of serious crack, I hereby adjourn this meeting of the committee of how we ensure public confidence in the system none of us care about fixing.
Oh, it's a disgrace.
Adjourned.
Public impeachment hearing in the Trump-Ukraine scandal.
Lies.
William Taylor, the top U.S. diplomat in Ukraine.
Wrong.
Mr. President, how are you holding up, sir?
Well, I'm not watching the impeachment. Go away.
Sir?
Actually, can I have my phone back now, please?
We're not sure tweeting is the best thing right now, sir, while you're not watching the hearings on TV.
Well, I don't care. I'm writing out my tweets on this roll of bacon-scented toilet paper for later. And I'm not letting you guys read them because it's classified and delicious. Oh.
Although we should comment on the impeachment hearings.
Tell them it was a beautiful phone call. The best ever. Alexander Graham Taco Bell himself would be amazed at how perfectly I used his invention. Write that down.
I'll just say we have no comment. Also, Giuliani has called again.
Yeah, but I don't want to talk to the mechanic.
The mechanic, sir?
Because he's going under the bus. I'm so funny. The funniest guy. A lot of people say that, especially ladies, when I show them Little Donald.
Right. Also, Fox News wants to talk to you. They're saying the whole thing is a waste of taxpayers' money.
What thing? My presidency?
The impeachment hearing, sir.
Oh, good, good.
Putting you through now.
Gonna be a beautiful phone call. And the president joins us now. Good afternoon, Mr. President. Have you had a chance to see any of the proceedings?
It's a never-Trumpers hoax, total witch hunt. The witchiest hunt I've ever seen. Why not hunt Nancy Pelosi? She looks like a witch because she's a woman. And scary. I find all women over the age of 25 scary. What was I talking about?
Yeah, we were talking about the impeachment, sir.
Yeah, I haven't seen any of it. I'm so busy with all my work in my president job. Presidenting. Also, the volume is down and I can't find the zapper.
Right, well. Well, on a happier and less damning note, your son, Donald Jr.'s first book, Triggered, is a number one bestseller, a great success. Well done, sir.
Yeah, but don't forget, I wrote it 5 bestsellings. But yeah, Don Jr. is the first bestselling author to have written a book when he can't read. What a guy.
Wow.
Like Helen Keller, he's overcome so much. Except she was blind and deaf, which he's just stupid.
Well, we just love Don Jr. over here on Fox.
Sure, sure. But what a great guy. Much better than Hillary Clinton or Obama's sons. You never hear anything about them. Why's that? Maybe they're doing crime with Biden's son in Ukraine, or as Putin calls it, Micrane.
Well, thank you, sir.
Okay, I'm hungry. Have to go eat some bacon toilet paper. Bye-bye, poo-poo.
Now, liberal ladies, Shifra, Aoife, and Orla, 3 woke women doing it for themselves and in it for themselves.
Hi, girls.
Hi, Shifra.
Such a fab idea, signing up for the Liberal Ladies Without Borders charity event.
Mm-hmm.
Bringing Zumba to the Far East. Nothing tackles poverty and inequality like a good bop around the place. What a great cause.
I agree, Shifra.
Yeah.
When you have thin, tall, white, cis, straight, able-bodied privilege like we do, it's so important to remind yourself others aren't so lucky.
You're so right, Orla. That's why I packed my bikini, the book I'm reading on 19th century avocado harvesting, and a week's supply of chakra-aligning face mist. It's made from the saliva of actual camels.
Mm-hmm.
How are you, lasses? Welcome to Wexford. I'm Tom. I'll be driving you around for the duration of the trip.
Oh, when they said bringing Zumba to the Far East, I assumed they meant Thailand. In hindsight, that was so travel normative of me.
Me too. Me also. In fairness, nowhere needs a bit of hip movement as much as Wexford. And I love how the driver refuses to conform to societal norms of gender identity. Look at him there, scratching his crotch and not being able to parallel park.
Calling him the driver is so reductive.
Yeah.
It's dehumanising. Isn't that right, Tim.
Tis Tom.
Sorry, John.
On your left now is the community centre where you'll be doing the dancing.
Ooh.
A centre where the community gathers together. What a novel idea. It would never work in Dublin, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Don't these people have Netflix?
Like, how do they manage down here? I haven't seen a hotel for at least 5 minutes. There's no one sleeping on the street, meaning it's completely lacking any edge or grittiness. And the locals are all smiling at each other.
Mm.
Give me a 3-hour commute into a soulless grey concrete jungle where everyone is too full of despair to make eye contact any day.
And the Wi-Fi is atrocious. This is supposed to be a charity event. What's the point of even doing it if we can't upload selfies of us virtue signalling to Insta?
And look at those huge houses with large green spaces for young families to frolic in.
Yeah.
Must send their hay fever crazy. I'd rather pay through the nose for a shoebox in Ringsend and wake up to the aroma of freshly released Dublin Bay sewage every morning.
All right, ladies, just pulling in here now.
Oh, look! This quaint little spot for lunch.
Lunch is a problematic term.
Oh.
It's so insensitive to those who aren't in a position to take lunch, like poverty-stricken people in West Africa and Google employees.
My bad.
I think I'll get my macchiato with steamed cat milk to take away.
You can't use the term takeaway anymore. It's insensitive to the plight of Brazilian coffee farmers who have to endure having their beans taken away from them daily.
Ugh.
The coffee is so cheap. That can't be sustainable. I'd rather pay €6 a cup because that way you know it's coming through the digestive system of genuine Sicilian tiger monkeys.
Mm?
These beans could be coming through the arses of anything.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've been here long enough.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get out of here, ladies.
Yes, but we should come back for Christmas shopping. Buy some overpriced organic scarves normally reserved for gullible Americans. Maybe on the 8th?
I refuse to celebrate December 8th. It's totes cultural appropriation of the Kulchi people.
I believe the correct term is people of Kulch.
Sorry, my bad. Let's go, ladies!
Yay!
Minister,
gentlemen and women folk of the Fifth Estate, I am delighted to announce our new policy for the protection of bicyclists. Oh, watch out there!
Get out of the way!
Oh, that was close. As I was saying, the safety of pedal cyclists is our...
Look out! Scumshite!
That was fast. As you all know, I'm terrifically concerned about the vulnerability of bicyclists, and that's why I'm introducing this new law to regulate what is it we're doing again, Jeeves?
The passing distance, Minister, and my name is Catherine.
Oh, yes. The distance at which horseless carriages must pass cyclists.
Minister, critics have said the law is too complicated.
It's balderdash. It's as simple as calculating prices in pounds, shillings, pence and farthings.
What?
There are only 7 things to remember. Your speed, the distance between you and the cyclist's speed, the surface friction of the road, the frequency of potholes, the density of traffic,
wow,
and whether the cyclist is visible by a small piece of reflective tape on the back of their food delivery bag.
How are you supposed to keep track of any
of You can use one of those newfangled counting machines.
What?
If you don't have one, you can pick up a street urchin to do it. I think threepence is about the going rate. Can you give us any examples of the law in practice, Minister?
Yeah.
When driving my hansom cab through Step Aside, I make sure to pass voters on their penny farthings slowly enough and near enough that I can shake their hands. But when I'm speeding through the slums outlying Kingstown, I give the peasants on their push bikes a wide berth. Scurrilous supporters of Arthur Griffith's party, as they might be.
Minister, where do you stand on electric scooters?
I don't stand on electric scooters. I prefer to be carried in a sedan chair.
But the legal position, Minister?
It's perfectly legal to buy an electric scooter,
yeah,
but it's not legal to drive them without tax or insurance.
Oh.
But you can't get tax or insurance for them, so it's not legal to drive them.
Oh.
Unless your electric scooter is self-propelled,
what?
Which is what you have to do to start them. So they all are.
No.
So I've given clear instructions to the Dublin Metropolitan Police,
what?
To pretend they don't exist.
Minister, what about the big match against Denmark on Monday?
Well, I'm very much looking forward to going to the match at Lord Lansdowne's grounds. Although I prefer it when they play away, so I can welcome them home at the airport.
And what's your prediction for the match, Minister?
I predict a large number of men will chase a pig's bladder around a hectare of prime grazing land while the dead-eyed hunchback peasants watching will get overexcited and forget about what the overlords like me are doing for another week.
Minister!
I'm afraid I have to go now. I have to draft a plan to stop cyclists breaking red lights.
Oh.
We're going to install Lewis tracks at every junction. It's the only thing that can bring them to an abrupt halt, those scallywags. Oh, watch out! My word! He took out 5 of you and still stayed upright. What a chap!
Come out, chivalric hands, come out and fight me like a man.
The population of people in Derry with Bobby Sands tattoos doubled overnight as the Sinn Féin Ardèche got underway. Derry was chosen for the 2,000 attendees after Gerry Adams' house in Donegal was considered too large and echoey. At noon, the traditional convoy of unmarked Ford Transit vans arrived and unloaded crowds of totally voluntary, unbullied members of the party. I spoke to President Mary Lou MacDonald.
First of all, it's an absolute disgrace, Tommy, and...
But I haven't actually asked you anything yet, Mary Lou.
It's all a disgrace. The Free State government, the undemocratic DUP, the Tories.
Right.
But we will have a totally free and openly democratic coronation of our party vice president this weekend.
I'm so excited to contest this non-contest election, so I am.
Sorry, who are you?
Michelle O'Neill. No relation to P. O'Neill.
Ugh, Jesus. No wonder we're about as popular as nits at the moment.
Did I say something wrong? I was only saying what they said I should say.
Shush, shush now, pet, and just wave to the camera.
There are 166 motions, Mary Lou, at this Ardesh. But what about abstentionism?
Thanks for reminding me. I hereby abstain from the rest of this interview. Come on, Michelle.
Fulgra, debate on the first motion starting shortly. Ahokti, please don't forget to collect your speeches and your voting instructions at the information booth.
On the fringes, I meet Ireland's greatest 60-something left-leaning white male columnist writing for the Irish Times, Fintan O'Toole, who has interesting proposals for Sinn Féin to defeat Brexit, if anyone can figure them out.
Oh, Tommy, it is very simple. Sinn Féin should go to Westminster and abstain from everything, including the canteen, except for votes on Brexit.
Oh.
Then they should compare the weight of the transcripts of those debates with the weight of all the other transcripts, plus the weight of the food they haven't eaten.
What?
And as long as their votes are less than 1/5 of the total weight of everything else, they can still claim to be abstentionist.
I'm lost.
They'd be fools not to try it.
Fulgra, would the attendee smelling strongly of diesel please refrain from loitering at or near the sustainable environment stand?
deadly Ardesh, lads, right? The next round's on Desi Ellis, because he's the only one taking home more than the average industrial wage.
Is he, though?
Yeah, we're all taking home the average industrial wage.
Well, that's after the cost of the house extension, right?
What?
And the childminder, yeah?
And the price of a holiday in the Basque country.
Oh, for God's sake, and I thought it was just the insurance industry ripping people off.
Fulgra, Chokti needing to withdraw money can do so at the Northern Bank ATM, specially erected at the back of the hall. Fulgra, we have now sold out of the England Get Out of Ireland banners. Please refrain from asking for a sniper at work t-shirt. Fulgra, the Unfublock stand is now open to members. Please use a recognised code word to gain entry.